High Court Judge John Bosco Catuzzi told the courtroom that prosecutors, in his words, dismally failed to prove that politician Kizza Besigye attacked a family friend many years ago. One of Besigye's lawyers, Sam Mjuba, tells VOA the judge said that the case should never have been brought to court in the first place, and says Besigye plans to pursue legal action on the matter. According to Mjuba, the rape allegations and other charges levied against Besigye may have turned voters against him.
Some people were not so sure. They were saying, how can we vote for him when he is in court? Yeah, it must have affected him. If the judgment had come earlier, of course it would have been much better.
Besigye was widely seen to be the leading contender against Ugandan President Yoweri Museveni in the country's February 23rd elections. President Museveni captured 59% of the vote, while Besigye took 37%. Although Besigye was cleared of rape, he still faces other charges, both in high court and potentially in a military court. Besigye, who heads the Forum for Democratic Change Party, also ran against President Museveni in the 2001 elections. The opposition politician returned to Uganda last October after more than 4 years in exile, only to be arrested the following month and charged with rape and treason in high court and terrorism and illegal possession of firearms in military court. He was jailed throughout most of the campaign period. It is widely believed that the charges were politically motivated, designed to prevent Besigye from campaigning fully and to ruin his reputation. Besigye and 22 others are scheduled to face a treason trial in high court on March 15th. They are accused of supporting a rebel group to try to overthrow the government. They could also face terrorism charges in military court. Meanwhile, Besigye is challenging the results of the recent elections. Lawyer Njuba says that the party thinks a sizable number of voters were prevented from voting because of electoral fraud committed by the ruling party.
We think about 34% of the population would not vote because they made it impossible for him to vote. Vote rigging, extensive bribery, and so on, you know, electoral offenses.
For its part, the winning party accuses Besigye and his supporters of being sore losers. Kathy Maitney for VOA News, Nairobi.